All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
So we will return to your phone calls regarding the Super Bowl. I've given you the five big overreactions exiting the worst Super Bowl ever. It was awful. But Sully has something, and I said to him, I go, Mike, don't ask me to go on the air and say it. If you feel this strongly about it, then stand up on your own two feet and present this mofo. Go out and drop a huge opinion. You might end up being really wrong, and guess what? Nobody will care, least of which me. But Sully has a conviction. He is convinced that by Thursday, we're going to have breaking news on this show. So I said, fine, in the midst of Super Bowl talk, stand and deliver.
Yeah, I'm convinced, and I've been convinced for months that the Pistons are going to make some move at the deadline and really try to get somebody to get into the playoffs. But this week, and I was thinking about it more today, I'm convinced that the Pistons are going to go out and trade for Mike Conley.
Oh, God.
Reading the reports, seeing that they're actively offering pieces, draft picks for Mike Conley. I think it's such a Mr. Gore's move. I think it's acquiring a guy who's going to come in and be the guy who can maybe, yeah, get them to a playoff appearance this year, next year, whatever, which I think is all they want. Yeah, I'm expecting over the next 48 hours or so to get that notification that the Pistons traded for Mike Conley. I think it's inevitable. It's exactly the type of guy that it seems like they want and that they're going to acquire.
Oh, man. Okay, so there it is. And here's what I said to Mike. I think I've allowed my fear that could be true to convince me that it's not. Because if the Pistons trade for Mike Conley, it will be one of the most damaging franchise-altering trades they could ever make. And it will make the last decade look like a fancy feast compared to the decade you would endure. They would add another bloated contract. They'd add a point guard on the wrong side of 30, do $32.5 million next year and the year after. You would have, let's see, what, Blake making 34 next year, Conley making 34, Drummond making 27, 68, 88, $95 million in three players. The assets you would have to give up to get Conley, my guess would be, look, the Jazz are offering Rubio and a pick. Rubio's better than Reggie Jackson, and he's not cancerous. Although your pick will be better than Utah's, my guess, it would be Reggie Jackson, John Lohr, a first, and Luke Kennard. So let's take a look at that roster real quick. Conley's your point guard, which is fine except for his injury history. But Conley's your point guard. You're losing Ish Smith after the season, so I don't know who your backup is. You're losing Reggie Bullock because you can't afford to keep him this summer. Who's the two guard? I mean, who are we putting at the two and the three spot? Tell me. I mean, you're going to trade Luke Kennard. You're going to lose Bullock. Who's out there? You want to have Langston Galloway as a starting two in this league? Okay. Who's the three? Who's your small forward? Anyone? Who's your backup point guard? Anyone? What's your wing depth? See, this is my point. That if you want to go with the three max guys or the pseudo big three deal, and you have three great guys and essentially nine minimum roster contract guys, vet minimum guys, then your big three has to be LeBron, D. Wade, Bosh. Your big three or big four has got to be KD, Steph, Day-Day, Clay. Okay, it doesn't work when your big three is Conley, Blake, Drummond. And no one on the buyout market is going to come here. Remember, those big three teams are always able to go out and shop at the buyout market. You're not going to be able to do that. Here's the other issue. You don't have any young players behind your players now. Luke Kennard's the only asset. Ellenson's walking out the door. Stanley Johnson's walking out the door. Bullock is walking out the door. Kennard will go out the door in this deal. I just can't fathom trading Jackson, Lure, and your pick, and that gets you Conley. Maybe it does, but I'd be surprised. Here's the point. Luke Kennard's not capable of being a starter in this league. But if you go out and trade your draft pick this year to get Conley, your roster is essentially Conley, Blake, Drummond, and garbage. If you and if you think it's hard to maneuver around Reggie making 18 and the deal will be expiring next year and Drummond making 27, try navigating a roster with a $34 million point guard on the wrong side of 30 who's had an Achilles injury. I mean, Mike is convinced this is happening. I'm allowing common sense to get in the way because this move would be so incredibly damaging. It would render the Pistons a commodity that I couldn't discuss on this show for years, plural. It would kill your franchise. Because let's say you did rally up and get the 8 seed. You're not beating the Bucks. You're going home. You're coming back next year, no first-round pick. You're not going to afford, no matter whether you have his Larry Bird rights or not, you're not going to afford Reggie Bullock at 9 or 10 mil a year. And then what? Have 5 or 6 vet minimums on the roster? Where do you think that's getting you? And it'll, you'll be luxury taxed.
It'll get them to the playoffs. That's what it'll get. That's what they want. I mean, don't you agree? It's pretty clear that they want to buy. That's what they seem to want to do. Look at the report over the weekend about how Stan Van Gundy had multiple offers. He was ready to trade Andre Drummond, but Gores vetoed it every single time.
Well, I know on pretty good authority they had a chance at a deal with the Kings, and Gores shut that down. Okay? I don't think that's any secret. Just depends who you want to talk to. They had something done.
You know
the guy who I know. I mean, it's not hard.
Yeah. It just doesn't make sense. And I think that it's so clear that they want to buy and that there's, if they were going to be selling there, we wouldn't be hearing these reports about how Gores has vetoed every single Andre Drummond trade. He's not going to be dealt.
How about the Lakers reportedly being interested in Reggie Bullock and the Pistons saying no? That report came out this weekend. And again, the Drummond thing, there were multiple people who had that report. I'm not acting like there's any breaking news here, but there were multiple people who had a report that something was going on, and Gores vetoed it. And Mitch Lawrence is the latest guy to come out and just say, not only that, there was another deal.
But let me ask you this, Mike. Do you think healthy Mike Conley is better than Reggie Jackson?
Yes.
All right. Now, take logic out of what you all everything you just said about the trade and what the Pistons roster would look like.
Yeah.
Sully's correct. Tom Gore said it in his interview when he was here. He wants to make the playoffs. He will see this deal as an improvement to the roster because Conley is better than Reggie Jackson, and they are going to try to make this deal. I completely agree with Sully here.
So time out. Conley's better at $34 million. $16 million more than Reggie. And it would tie you up financially even more. Here's the other problem.
Go with logic again.
Here's the other problem. If I just don't make this deal, this team probably doesn't make the playoffs, which means you're in the lottery. I could have a player with 5 years of team control, dirt cheap, instead of inheriting $34 million. David.
But there's no guarantee that player helps you get to the playoffs. Again, you are bringing logic into this. You cannot do this when Tom Gore said he's willing to make a deal to make the playoffs. He will see this as that kind of deal.
Well, if you want to do anything with that, you're welcome to, people. I told Sully, go for it, buddy. I hope you're wrong. I won't. I am frightened at Sully's level of conviction with this.
It'd be a typical move. And we just continue to hear the rumors and now reports of what the Pistons have been offering for Conley. It's I just view it as, you know what, it's inevitably going to happen. I'm expecting the notification. I'm expecting Wojnarowski to tweet
you
something.
You understand if that happens, what will happen to this franchise? Mike, you're talking about another decade. It will take, you won't be able to unwind it. Because even if you, hey, look, Blake's at the height of his powers right now. I do believe you could trade Blake this summer and get a couple picks, get some expirings. You could reshape yourself, right? I believe you could trade Drummond right now. If you go out and make this move, it means you're locking in. And I'll tell you, in a year or two, you're not going to be able to move Conley. You're not going to be able to move Blake. Drummond won't be here. And the previous five drafts from 15, 16, 17, 18, and 19, those five drafts, you won't have anything on the roster. Stanley Johnson will be gone. Ellinson will be gone. Kennard will be gone. And you will have traded two first-round picks. A five-year window that produces nothing from the draft, plus three players that are going to be over 30, or two players over 30 but making over $30 million. Blake's going to make 32, 34, 37, and 39. I can't fathom that deal.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.